The Northern Territory Government has issued a warning to the National Broadband Network, saying it's too often rolling out technically inferior satellite services. In a submission to a parliamentary committee, the NT government says the technology is likely to fail precisely when it's needed most. David Cody has our report.
At the Hidden Valley Cattle Station, about 700 kilometres south of Darwin, Rolly James is trying to get online, but all too often his national broadband network connection splutters to a halt.
It's quite intermittent. It drops out for half an hour to an hour. Yeah, it can go up to an hour and a half at times. It just drops out completely and you don't even realise you're sending an email and it just bounces back. You can't send it.
His service comes from the NBN's SkyMuster satellites. Rolly James's home office link is bad enough, but another connection to his staff quarters hasn't worked for the past year.
Our staff don't have any access to internet at all. Their only way to send an email is to go into town or to the nearest tower, which is 140 k's away.
More experiences like this are detailed in the Northern Territory Government's submission to the Federal Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on the National Broadband Network. Jill Bottrell is NBNCo's Northern Territory Corporate Affairs Manager. She acknowledges there have been issues, but insists satellite connections are getting better.
The series of software upgrades that we've been undertaking over the last 1 or 2 months has seen a dramatic fall in the number of dropouts that have been experienced by a lot of the satellite users across Australia. And because of that dramatic impact, a lot of people are now saying, oh yeah, their service is much better.
But another concern, particularly for top-end residents, is that satellite signals drop out during severe weather. The NT government's submission says in a national disaster, satellite communications are likely to fail precisely at a time a community needs them most. NBNCo's Jill Bottrell again.
No satellite, I think, in existence can always operate through extreme weather events. It is not possible. But the fact is that it recorrects itself after a very short space of time.
Daniel Featherstone is General Manager of the Indigenous Remote Communications Association. He's based in Alice Springs but works with media organisations across the most remote parts of the country. The NBN satellite service is improving connections for some, but with low data usage caps, he's worried about the future.
The SkyMuster satellite has a 15-year life. It's only just been rolled out, and in some areas already there's experiences of congestion and it just not meeting the data needs. I think that has to be addressed going forward, and other technologies being used to start to fill in some of those major congestion areas. You know, while satellite will always be a part of the mix, I think it has to be, you know, increasingly seen as for areas where it isn't possible to get another type of technology.
Is it possible in the remote areas where you are to get other technologies in your view?
Well, we've got fibre optic into a lot of the areas where satellite is being seen as the only delivery means via NBN. So there is, you know, Telstra fibre, and in some cases other companies have rolled out fibre. All of that infrastructure could be leveraged.
The NT is lobbying the federal government to force NBNCo to get access to optic fibre already rolled out by other telecommunications companies. It's identified 34 remote communities it thinks should get fixed wireless instead of satellite. But it's not that easy, according to the NBN's Jill Bottrell.
If it was as simple as just using existing fibre that has been laid by other companies, then, you know, we'd be doing it. But it is not that simple. And we need our own grade of fibre that we have to deploy ourselves. And so I'm not quite sure what they think we're going to be able to do with that, but it's not as simple as what they are making it out to be.
Back at Hidden Valley Station, Rolly James is still having trouble trying to run an online business on the side, importing farm supplies from China.
I found it pretty blasted difficult, really, to try and run my business. I'm having to work through someone else's internet.
That's Rolly James from the Hidden Valley Cattle Station, ending that report from David Cody.